Life is full of adventures in the shape of places, people, and experiences. And in retirement, it's your turn to choose what those adventures look like. Whether you want to travel, fish, hit the beach, or see grandkids, it's important to take time to connect to your dreams for retirement. Welcome to the Delaware Retirement Connection with your host, Len. As a certified life coach and certified financial planner, Lynn combines life coaching and financial advisory skills to help retirees identify and fund their life goals, hopes, and dreams to make their retirement as amazing as they want it to be. Now, here's Lynn.
Welcome to the Delaware Retiree Connection. This is your host, Lynn, the Delaware Retiree Advisor. I'm here with my wife, Joyce. Hi, Joyce.
Hi, Lynn. Nice to be with you.
Always good to spend some time with you and with our listeners. And we'll be talking about connecting with your creativity. And I think that's a very subjective thing. I think we all sense that we're somewhat creative, but maybe not all that creative. And maybe we define creativity in different ways. And I don't know how you might define creativity, but I look at creativity as just doing something different, doing something out of the ordinary, and making different connections in your mind with how you see things, how you view things, and how you just combine things. And there's a lot of different ways to be creative. And I don't know if you have a different idea, Joyce, but how would you say creativity?
I guess it's just kind of like what you envision for whatever. I always probably associate it with a project, whether it be something you draw or something you sing or something that you want to paint, you know, whether it be from your own vision or copying the nature that you see in front of you.
I think it's a good view. I think looking at it as vision, whether it's a visual vision, it's something you can actually see, or just in envisioning, I think it is something that you see that other people don't really see, right? If everyone saw it the same way, it wouldn't be creative, it would be just reporting the facts, right? So that, I think, is a good view, looking at it from a visioning standpoint. And I think one of the reasons people may say that, oh, I'm not very creative, is because they limit creativity to maybe the arts, you know, something that is an established, form of artwork. But I think creativity can come in so many different ways.
Yes, and I'm told by friends I'm very creative. So whether that means, the activities that I choose and share with them, they see the creativity that I bring to our friendship, let's say, through that light.
Now, it's funny, people say I'm also creative, but you wouldn't be able to tell from, for example, my ability to draw or paint or anything like that. As a matter of fact, I am really, really bad at that. And I'll say that I was really, really bad at it in first grade. Recently, when we moved to Delaware, really a few years ago, and I was going through all my stuff. My mother used to save all my papers. I was going through my first grade stuff, and I realized really how underdeveloped my skills were. And, you know, the sad thing is they didn't get any better. when you look at the animals that I drew, they all looked the same. They all absolutely looked the same, except for the one distinguishing feature. So my lions and my giraffes and my, you know, all those animals looked all the same, except for my giraffe had a long neck, and the lion had like a mane around his head, and the hippo really kind of looked like every other animal because there's nothing distinctive about a hippo. So it was just kind of my thing.
Lion animals.
stick figure people. Stick figures. Yeah, so that's me. But, you know, but I'm able to view things differently, and I can create with words. I can create with concepts. I can create with what we're doing with Delaware Retiree. But what we want to talk a little bit about is creating visual creation. And I love the painting that you did recently with our son, Dan. And I'd like to talk a little bit about how that happened and how you envisioned that.
Yeah, when I got to visit with him, we went to a, I guess it's like a wine and painting studio. So you get to like pick out a picture you'd like to recreate. You get to pick out the paints that are similar to what would make that picture look exactly the same, but you could also change the colors. And I chose one that was a school of fish. And I kind of combined that picture by calling Len and saying, you remember that glass fish that we got when we were in Hawaii? Can you take a picture of it? So I wanted to really recreate the colors that that gift that we bought for ourselves as a memento into this picture that I'm drawing with my son, to kind of bring that creativity of both things, like merging it together.
And I think that's really where the genius of creativity comes in, because it's that creativity where you do express yourself in a different, unique, interesting way, but you also personalize it, that it's part of you. It's an expression of who you are. And I think that's really what makes creativity really so amazing, really phenomenal, is that it is an extension of who you are.
Yep, definitely. And it's adds to the memory of it all, especially in that one picture that I created with my son.
Yeah, so it's special in a couple of different ways. It's it connects you with that moment with your son. It connects you with what it's a picture of. And so those are wonderful, wonderful connections of who you are and your expression. And so myself, even though I am not gifted in that way, I'm not able to create physically what I envision, I do appreciate it. And one of the things that we've enjoyed is when we have traveled to bring back home with us something that we bought from a local artisan and use that as a memory of our trip and add that to someplace hanging on the wall of our house and just enjoy that. So what would you say, Joyce, is one of your favorite things that we brought back from one of our trips?
Well, a most recent one was when I celebrated my 60th birthday in Prague, and our son was stationed in Germany at the time, and it was kind of also a combination of first international family vacation. So we all got to visit him in Germany and drive through a couple of countries, Belgium and Brussels.
Well, Brussels, Belgium, we're also in Luxembourg.
Luxembourg, mm-hmm. Thank you. And then the kids also went to Amsterdam and did some just biking, the four of them. And then we all met in Prague and we walked over this bridge.
The Charles Bridge.
St. Charles Bridge. And there was an artisan on there that had painted a picture of the bridge. And so that was the picture that we brought home with us. And in his sharing of that story, we found out that he had family in Ukraine. Do you remember that?
Absolutely. I remember he had emigrated to the Czech Republic. And me, myself being Ukrainian, that was another interesting connection. So again, it's part of the connection with others, with memories, with things that support us through art. And that actually is a great lead-in for one of my cherished visual, let's say, collections, is a painting that we had purchased back 30 years when we were visiting Kyiv, Ukraine, being involved in our missions work and helped start to plant a church, which is still meeting. Well, I'm not sure what's going on because of the war. But I love that picture for many reasons. One is that I just love the picture itself. I like a lot of color. I like texture in artwork. I like the beauty of the combination of the two of them. And it was a picture of the Pechenska Lavra, which is a monastery going back about 1,000 years along the Dnieper River. And it shows the cupolas and the gold crosses. And so it's really just a beautiful representation, but it also brings us back to that special place and time. And I don't know what memories you have of the trip or the work there, but that is a great visual representation and a connection between who between who I am and what we share together at that stage of life and the people in Ukraine.
Yes. And actually, when I remember that hotel and looking across the square, one funny thing happened. I was coming down in the lobby, and here from the stairs come my mom and my Aunt Maggie. And here we are, didn't know that either one of us were in this part of the world. And here we are in the same hotel. And that was just an amazing discovery and connection of that time we were in Ukraine.
Well, maybe a little more background. Joyce's mom was doing a trip of Europe, and we knew she was in Europe, but we had no idea what her itinerary was. She was in a couple different cities and countries throughout Europe, and we were in Ukraine and on a missions trip, and they were doing a group just looking, going visiting different cities and different churches in Europe. And lo and behold, surprise, like literally surprise, they were at the same hotel, same time we were. And you know, the odds of that happening are just, you can't even calculate it. But you know, it was just a wonderful memory and a beautiful connection. So my challenge to our listeners is to really feel free to express yourself creatively. And it's not something that it's to be judged. It's not something to be evaluated or assessed. It's just a way to express who you are and how you view life differently from your lens. And it's just between you and yourself. And if you want to share that with others, great. If not, that's okay. And maybe others are included, part of it or not. And I don't know, Joyce, if you have a little maybe word of encouragement for our listeners, how to really dig into that little part of their life that maybe has been dormant or underutilized.
Well, one of the things that even just for me has been to go back through the picture collections that I've gathered over time. And, you know, if you wait till someone passes and you dig them out, then you know, it brings you to different kind of tears. But I think if you take that time to share them with the people that you love and those memories, they're really an encouragement to keep that connection going, no matter the distance that you may have with those people. And that's what I like about pictures. And especially with today's cameras and all that, you really can share at instant. So do that more and keep that connection going.
So we'll be right back after a short break. We'll be talking about connecting with your creativity and others, connecting with yourself and others through your mind and how you view the world. We'll be right back. Thanks for listening.
Excited for retirement? All that daydreaming can be time-consuming enough as it is. So why not get a little help with your retirement planning? Give Lynn a call at 302-501-7711 and see where you stand in retirement. What if you ordered a pizza, but when you opened the box, a couple of pieces were missing? That would be upsetting, right? Now, think about how much you believe you've saved for retirement. Do you still owe taxes on that money? Lynn, the Delaware retiree advisor, and his team at Dedicated Financial Services understand the importance of tax planning and can help you reduce the impact that Uncle Sam has on your retirement. Give them a call today to start working on your retirement tax plan. 302-501-7711. Now may be a great time to lower your future tax liability. Create a retirement plan today so you can get as many slices of your retirement pie as possible. Call Lynn at 302-501-7711 today and schedule your visit. That's 302-501-7711. Firm offers insurance services and may not give tax advice. Investment advisory services are offered through SGL Financial LLC, an SEC-registered advisory firm. You're listening to the Delaware Retiree Connection. If you like what you hear on today's show or have questions, drop by DedicatedFinancialServices.com or call 302-501-7711 to talk to Len.
We're back. Thank you for listening to the Delaware Retiree Connection. This is your host, Len, the Delaware Retiree Advisor. And it's my privilege to have with me two guests from the Maspillion Art League. I have Morgan Gallaty, past president, and Rosemary Connolly, the chair of the Big Draw event, or I should say the Big Draw Festival in Delaware. Thank you so much for joining us, ladies.
Thanks for having us.
Quite glad to be here.
Well, listen, we're going to have just a little wonderful conversation here. And I think it would probably be helpful for our listeners to talk a little bit about your name, Ms. Pillion. And I think a lot of folks don't know that's the name of the river that goes through Milton. So how did you come up with that name? I mean, you know, it's not a super common name. And, you know, but, you know, rivers have motion, have movement, have life. And I would love to get just some idea how that came out to be.
We are located right now half a block from the Miss Pillion River. Milford is a city that is divided in half by the Miss Pillion River. Half of it is in Sussex County, half of it is in Kent County. And there was, if you come to the downtown, you'll see plaques that show you where Sussex County is and where Kent County is. Our office physically is on the Kent County side, but we cover, how many zip codes, Rosemary?
About 17.
17 yeah. Zip codes throughout the area.
And so I think I was not there when the organization was formed, but I believe that was the reasoning, that we were on the river and they wanted to acknowledge that it was part of the downtown.
Now that's so, I think, appropriate for the work you do, you know, with art and visual and connection with, you know, with your surroundings, your community. And so I think that's a beautiful name. This will be a good time for me to ask you a little bit about Miss Pillion, what you all do and what your mission is and what you all get excited about.
Our mission is very, very simple. We've been in business since 2004. That's when we incorporated as a nonprofit organization. And our vision is to provide a quality visual arts program community-wide in the Milford and surrounding areas. I'm paraphrasing that there's a formal description of that, but we're interested in art. We want to make sure that everyone in our communities that we serve has access to quality visual art.
Right. And community-wide, because we really, one of our goals really is to reach the entire community so that everyone feels welcome and part of this organization and this access to art.
Well, you know, I think inclusion is essential. You know, as part of the Delaware Retiree Connection, we want to see that. We want to see people connect with each other, with the thing that's most important to them, and connect with others. And for me, art is really one of those mediums that really helps people do that, because it is so personal and it is very subjective. And love to get a little more of your definition or understanding of what even is art. You know, you say visual art, I get it, you know, and I like the way you call it visual art, because, you know, a lot of times I think people think of art as strictly visual, but we're restricting it to that way.
Exactly.
So explain how you view art and really why it's such a part of who we are as individuals.
You talk about visual arts, and the reason that we make that distinction is because there are the arts, which encompass music and dance and theater, and so those are all arts. But what we do is to create something that you look at. So I suppose that's what the visual part of it is. It's something that's seen and done with hand and eye. And the concept of art is just, it's something that you create from your own soul, your own thoughts and feelings, and it's unique to you. And so that's what art is to me.
I think the bottom line is that as humans, we're all creators. Everyone wants to make things, whether we're making art, whether we're dancing, whether we're working as a radio commentator and doing podcasts. We all are making things. If you were to take something like this podcast and try to explain it to Henry VIII, he would think it was sheer magic. And that's exactly what we do. We do the magic of creation. We do it in a visual form, and we make it accessible and available for everyone to not only look at, but to participate in and to learn how to do it themselves.
Well, let's talk a little bit about some of the programs you have and some of the services and how people can engage with just what you talked about.
Well, Miss Billion Art League offers classes and classes for children and adults and for artists and for non-artists. So classes are offered for people who've never done art before and want to try things. And we also offer classes for intermediate and our more professional artists to expand their skills and their knowledge of the medium.
One of the things that we've been looking at is that Milford seems to be a community that is gaining in a retirement age population. And we see a lot of people that come into the Art League just to see our exhibits to say, gee, I took art in high school and then I got married or I got a job and I was never able to follow up on it. We don't care if you took art in high school or if you stayed an artist throughout your entire career. If you're interested in learning art or honing skills or remembering skills, we have classes for you.
I was just about to ask you ladies, who would be interested in Miss Pillion? I was just going to ask you that. And you answered the question, but I want to take a little different direction. What combines the different folks that are interested in what you do is not necessarily the level of skill that they have. In other words, what binds people together is not that they're all accomplished in their skill set.
Absolutely, that's true. And people tend to be so insecure about art that they're sort of afraid to try it because they're afraid of failure. And so we try to encourage people at all levels to not worry so much about the end product, but what is the process and just enjoying the process of making art. And people who've never done anything before will take some of our beginner classes and just they're so excited because they discover they can make art.
One of the things that happens with artists is that there's an explosion of creative energy. But a number of our members are not artists themselves. They don't consider that they have any artistic ability, but they support the arts because they see what happens within the community when there's a very strong arts program. One of the things that happens with creators is, and I'm using that term generally, is people who like to create. The problem-solving process is a little different. You're not going in a straight line from step one to step two to step three to step four, because if there's a problem with step one, two, three, and four aren't going to matter. So you have step one and step 1A, and maybe that doesn't work, so you go in a different direction. Art encourages us to utilize our mistakes and create something new out of them so that we're providing a rather progressive way of dealing with our problems and solving them.
So it sounds like there's hope for even someone like me who has really almost no artistic skills.
Len, don't even worry about it. We will teach you to have fun.
Okay. Well, I know my callers. That's a good start. Do me a favor. Tell our listeners how they can find a little bit about you, how to connect with you, and just your contact information, your website, and so forth.
Sure. Well, Miss Billion Art League is located right in the heart of downtown Milford, Delaware. And the address is 5 North Walnut Street, Milford. We also have the website, which is www.misspillion, and I'm going to spell that for you, MISPILLION, MissBillionArts.com. That's the website. You can also find us on Facebook, and it's Miss Billion Art League. And then our phone number is 302-430-7646.
And if you go to the DelawareRetiree.com website, you can find information on the Art League and in the connection groups that we have dealing with arts and visual arts and just different creation opportunities. So I'd like to find a little bit more about what you would say to a listener who may be thinking they may have some interest in visual arts, but doesn't really know what to do with that.
Well, we say, come on over, pop into the Art League. We are known for being a friendly and welcoming organization, and you can look around and see our exhibits. We always have an exhibit going. We have about 7 or 8 exhibits a year. We have a lovely gift shop where you can purchase original works of art. But once you get in there, you can talk to somebody, you can pick up a catalog of our classes, and you can find out what membership is all about. And membership entitles you to be part of the exhibits. but also to meet other artists, to meet other people. Volunteer opportunities are there, and it's just a wonderful organization. It's been home to me since I moved here, and so I love this organization. I think it's such a worthwhile place. We do such good work in the community. Our outreach programs are wonderful. So come on over and take a class and see what it's all about.
You know, that's interesting that you said that, Rosemary, because that's the main reason that I moved to Milford. I moved to Milford about 3 years ago. My husband had died 2 years previously, and I did not want to stay in the house anymore. It was too big for me to care for. And I realized that Miss Pillion Art League and Milford were places that I really wanted to live, especially with the people that I had met and the artists that I knew that were at Miss Pillion. We encourage creativity on all levels, whether it's a beginner's level or an advanced level. And it was just so much fun to connect with that energy.
Yeah, I know there's so much to talk about with what you all do, but I would like to just ask, what is one thing that you would say you're the most proud of?
I am most proud, I think, of the Art League, of the outreach that we do. I don't think people know how much we do for the community. We have volunteer artists who work with Kent Sussex Industries with the disabled. We work with the Home of the Brave, those veterans, and Morgan, jump in on some of the other outreach programs that we do. But we do so much good in the community that I don't think anyone is really aware of.
One of the things that we do, too, is we work with the Helping Hearts program at the Salvation Army. Taking art to those people who can't come to us is something that we're very interested in doing.
You're listening to the Delaware Retiree Connection. This is your host, Len, the Delaware Retiree Advisor. We'll be right back after a short break. Thanks for listening.
What does your dream retirement look like? While you're busy thinking about that, why not let Len help you figure out how to make that happen? Simply call 302-501-7711 to get started. Dedicated Financial Services has a question for you. Is your retirement inflation-proofed? Here's what we mean. In retirement, chances are you're on a fixed income with variable expenses. So how do you not run out of money when the cost of just about everything continues to go up? You inflation-proof it. Lynn and the team at Dedicated Financial Services can show you strategies to help combat inflation so it doesn't outpace your retirement income. Call us today at 302-501-7711 to learn more. Inflation could take a huge chunk out of your retirement savings, but it doesn't have to. With some simple planning, inflation can go from being a major disruption to a minor annoyance. Call Lynn, the Delaware Retiree Advisor, and the team at Dedicated Financial Services now and start inflation-proofing your retirement today. 302-501-7711. That's 302-501-7711. Investing involves risk. Firm offers insurance services. Investment advisory services offered through SGL Financial LLC, an SEC-registered advisory firm.
Thank you for listening to the Delaware Retiree Connection. This is your host, Len, the Delaware Retiree Advisor, here with a couple of my new friends from the Miss Pillion Art League. I'm here with Morgan Gallaty, the past president, and Rosemary Connolly, the chair of the Big Draw Festival in Delaware. You had mentioned several times in our previous segment of our program how you do much for the community, and I'd like to ask you to press into that a little bit more. And more than just, oh, we have these programs. I'd like to get into a little more, what about those programs is meaningful to the community?
Well, the fact that these are people who aren't necessarily artists, but they've had a lot of perhaps trauma and difficulties in their lives, and arts can help overcome so many of these kinds of things. It's a way to sort of escape from your troubles and get, you know, kind of get involved in something that's not stressful and just fun. And it's really a very therapeutic thing to do.
We also do a lot of work with people who are seniors who come in and have essentially no skills. At least that's what they tell us, is they have no skills. I remember when I started painting, I couldn't draw a straight line with a ruler. They proved me wrong because there are no straight lines in art, which I think is one of the funniest things I've ever heard. There are no straight lines in art. Everything that we see is our interpretation of what's going on out in the real world. And trying to do something with art to balance color, to balance line, to get something to say what we want. It's a way for us to emotionally connect on a piece of paper with color, how we're feeling and what we're thinking.
Can I say one more thing about that? Scientific studies have proven that art appreciation improves our quality of life and makes us feel good. So when we create, we elevate our mood, we improve our ability to problem solve. And there have been studies, I'm going to read this because I thought this was such an interesting thing. There's a professor, a neurobiologist in the College of London, who did studies and determined that when we stare at great art, our brain is stimulated as when we fall in love. And I thought that was just marvelous.
You had mentioned that you know, art is a great medium for people to get better and to feel better about themselves. And I was just thinking, had never really thought about that. But you know, when you're creating something, that's something from you, and you're controlling it, and you're determining how it goes and where it goes and how, you know, and why it doesn't. I mean, that's up to you, and it gives you a sense of that ability to express yourself where many people are limited in life. You know, they just don't have that medium, you know, to do that. But what about folks who are, you know, fully functioning and everything is wonderful in their life? And, but, you know, art gets them to a place of their life that maybe they're just exploring and just trying to stimulate something else in their life. And if you would just contrast those two types of people and how art bridges the gap between them, I'd love to get your perspective on that.
Well, I mean, as an artist, and I've been an artist for many years now, it's such a joy to create. And I think for those of us who are artists, it's a joyful experience. And it can be frustrating, as you were kind of alluding to, that things don't always turn out the way you think they're going to. But, and for people who are not artists, it's a fun thing to do. You know, it doesn't have to be any high expectations of being an artist and having art in a gallery. It's just something that is fun to do. Drawing just, you know, it's like falling in love, but it's true. It just makes you feel good. And so from my perspective, everyone should at least try it.
Let me give you a personal example. My parents, I'm a baby boomer. I have to admit that. My parents were caring for their families during the Great Depression. So when I was growing up, it was paramount on me to take the classes, learn the skills, get the job that was going to help me support myself and support anyone in my family. So art was not one of those things that I could make a living at. I mean, I've heard that so many times, I could almost paper the wall with it. Mm-hmm. You can't make a living at art, so don't try. And I wanted to paint. I love the idea of being a closet drawer, and I just wasn't allowed to do it. And about 20 years ago, I started painting watercolors, started taking classes, and found out that I loved it. And it has created a whole new world for me because I have been able to get into a zone where all I'm thinking about is what I'm putting on the paper, what the brush is doing, what the colors are that I'm using, and I forget everything else that's going on. So it allows me a form of escape.
This is Len, the Delaware Retired Advisor. I'm speaking with two friends from the Massapillion Art League, Rosemary Connolly and Morgan Gallaty. And tell our listeners how they can connect with Massapillion Art League.
You can contact us at our website, which is www.massapillionarts.org, or you can go on our Facebook page, which is Massapillion Art League. We are constantly posting things on our Facebook page. It seems to be that's the social media that most older Americans use, and we've gotten into Instagram. We are exploring a couple other social media, but at this point, those are the two best ways to contact us. Our gallery is open 5 days a week from 10 o'clock to 5 o'clock, Tuesday through Friday. On Saturday, because of the farmers market, which is half a block away from us in downtown Milford, we've changed our hours to 9 o'clock to 4 o'clock to coincide with the farmers market.
I'd like to talk a little bit about the whole idea of core soul needs and how art can help people meet those very important needs of identity, life purpose, peace, and love. If you'd like to get a resource that talks about maximizing your retirement and touches on some of these topics of core soul needs, please go to www.dedicatedfinancialservices.com and you'll be able to get a copy of the resource that we'll be discussing right here in just a moment. So when we look at core soul needs, this is something that I've developed with in my profession, understanding how people do their finances, what they're trying to accomplish with it. I have four what I call core soul needs that people need to meet to feel fulfilled, and their identity, life purpose, love, and peace. Now, we're not going to have time to talk about all of them, but I'd like for you to just pick any one of those, identity, life purpose, love, and peace, and talk how art can help people connect with one of those very important core soul needs.
Well, one of the things that happens when you're part of an organization like Miss Billion Art League is that you have the ability to do something that helps you to create your identity. You know, you're working on your art and it represents you. And so that can sort of help people to get a better identity of themselves, their better self-image. But also the social aspect, the love and peace and feeling the higher purpose is working with an organization that you know is doing such good work in the community, and volunteering for such an organization can give you a sense of belonging, can create friendships that give you a great social network. And so and we fall in love with each other. You know, we have these friendships that we've developed. My core group of friends is from the Art League, and we, you know, outside of the Art League, we get together and have dinner, and we do things together apart from Art League volunteering. So it does serve many purposes.
It does. One of the things that we didn't talk about was the fact that the Art League practices diversity. We don't discriminate between the type of art, whether it's modern art, whether it's abstract, whether it's representational, whether it's three-dimensional. We don't rely on any strict definitions as to what art is. What we want to do is foster a situation where we accept all art as being the thoughts and the ideas of someone else.
That creates
the uniqueness of the individual artist, as well as providing acceptance of diversity and peace.
And we all need all of those. You mentioned several times that you do such good work. And I would like to talk a little bit more about that. But in a broader discussion, then, you do such good work in developing good artwork. Talk a little bit about what you mean by you do such good work in terms of how you're meeting the needs of the community and the connection within members of the community.
Right. I think when we talked about our outreach programs, that's really the good work in the community that I'm referring to. So we're working with these nonprofit organizations, and we're doing it for free. We're not, you know, yes. There's no cost to these organizations for us. We operate with grants that help us to do these things.
And we know a lot of people really can't afford things.
We're a 501c3, which means we're nonprofit. A nonprofit doesn't mean that we don't work at a profit. We have a budget. It requires money to keep the lights on. It requires money to keep the doors open. We are essentially a 99.9% volunteer-run organization. We have a part-time employee who works 21 hours a week. The gallery is open 5 days a week. We have classes where we pay our instructors, and we can't do what we do in the community and do it for free because we have bills that we have to pay like everyone else. We rely on donations and grants and class fees. And a number of those grants that we apply for are used to defray and offset the cost of operating our programs like the Big Draw Festival, as well as providing scholarships for students for our various classes.
And if our listeners go to the Miss Billion website, they can go there and make a donation. So I'm sure you'll take that as well. One last question I'd like to ask before we take a break. I'd love to hear a success story about someone that got connected with your organization and how that impacted their life.
We had a member come in just to look at an exhibit, and he had some work that he had done he wasn't that confident about his own work. And we suggested to him that perhaps he could join the Art League and display his art. His work has gotten to the point now that he is taking commissions from people for art. He is involved in his community. He is involved in the Art League. He has been able to augment all of his salary by his experience with art and the encouragement that he's gotten at the Art League.
I have another story. There's another one of our members who was an Afghan veteran, and he had PTSD, and he was really in a bad way coming out of all that. And he discovered the Art League, and I believe he had dabbled before that, but he discovered the Art League, and it really opened up his world, and he was able to overcome a lot of his insecurities and his trauma.
I'd like to thank you, Morgan and Rosemary, for joining us. And thank you, listeners, for being part of our program. We'll be right back after a short break. Thanks for listening.
We all want the freedom to do the things that make us happy, especially in retirement. To get help with laying the foundation for that freedom, call 302-501-7711 and have a chat with Len. What if you ordered a pizza, but when you opened the box, a couple of pieces were missing? That would be upsetting, right? Now, think about how much you believe you've saved for retirement. Do you still owe taxes on that money? Len, the Delaware Retiree Advisor, and his team at Dedicated Financial Services understand the importance of tax planning and can help you reduce the impact that Uncle Sam has on your retirement. Give them a call today to start working on your retirement tax plan. 302-501-7711. Now may be a great time to lower your future tax liability. Create a retirement plan today so you can get as many slices of your retirement pie as possible. Call Len at 302-501-7711 today and schedule your visit. That's 302-501-7711. Firm offers insurance services and may not give tax advice. Investment advisory services are offered through SGL Financial LLC, an SEC registered advisory firm. You're listening to the Delaware Retiree Connection. If you like what you hear on today's show or have questions, drop by dedicatedfinancialservices.com or call 302-501-7711 to talk to Len.
Thank you for listening to the Delaware Retiree Connection. This is your host, Len, the Delaware Retiree Advisor. We're talking today about connecting by expressing yourself. That's a very personal kind of expression. It has many, many deep-rooted, deep-seated understandings of ourselves, of who we are, what our interests are, what drives us. But when we do that, we connect on a couple different levels. First of all, we connect with others who share our interests and passions. These could be folks who we have an existing relationship with. This could be folks who we know very well. And it could even be folks that we've never really had any relationship with before previously, but because of this common interest, common passion, we really bond and bind together very quickly, because all the things that seem to be walls and separate people get broken down very quickly. We also connect with the community we're part of. And whether it's folks that have that passion or not, whether they even have an interest in what we're interested in or not, doesn't necessarily matter, because they have a connection in us and an interest in us. And just our relationship gives us an interest in what we're each interested in. So when we're expressing ourselves, people who just care about us and concerned about us and do life with us are going to be drawn into that interest that we have and want to tap into that and experience that on their level because of their desire to draw closer to us. And what's really interesting, when we do express ourselves and connect with that, what we're doing really is also connecting with ourselves. We're getting to know ourselves better. We're getting to appreciate ourselves and our unique features, our own characteristics, and how we got there and how we're all knit together and really what drives us. So when we're looking at expressing ourselves, let's talk a little bit about our whole uniqueness and our personhood. And when I talk about this, I really like to focus on the idea of identity. Who are we? Who we are is actually in some ways very, very complex, but sometimes it's also very simple because we really boil it down to a few very, very important aspects of our life. The identity can have many, many components to it. And it might be helpful for me to point you to a resource, Maximizing Your Retirement. It's a resource available on the dedicatedfinancialservices.com website. And when we look at our identity, it includes different aspects about ourselves. It includes our ancestry and our nationality, our roles and responsibilities in life. That could be our family, our community, or society in general. It includes such things as our abilities and skills and things we do. It includes certainly life experiences, things like the activities that we engage in and our accomplishments. It includes relationship and connectedness, the meaningful people organizations we have, the views and interests that we have. It includes our spiritual interests and our faith, and also includes our physique, which is sometimes very important, but sometimes it's actually the least important part of identity. So when we have our identity, that is something that would often be helpful to dig into if we want to know ourselves better. And when we are expressing ourselves, we are really tapping into that. So when we look at who we are, we have to realize, of course, that we're each highly unique individuals, and we have something that makes us like nobody else. And that's sort of the kind of the starting point of who we are. But there's more to it than that. There's more to us than our identity. And I call this concept our personhood. Our personhood includes our identity, but it also taps into such things as our fond memories and special people in our lives that help mold us and shape us and give us things to reflect on that really became part of our being. And then what we want to do, we want to look at what I call the facets of life interests. Those things that we can pursue, those things we can spend time doing, those things that we really do potentially every day in some capacity. Things like health and wellness, that part of our lives, or our intellect and our skills. It can include such things as our avocation and hobbies, or something more recreational nature. It could include our experiences. It could include our experiences. It could include our relationships and our community and belonging. And when we look at these facet of life interests, we look at what it is that we're really most interested in doing. And what is it that we want to connect to? What do we want to devote ourselves? What do we want to dedicate ourselves to? And we prioritize our schedules, we prioritize our days, and we really dig into these different pursuits. And so when we look at who we are as a combination of our identity and our facet of life interests, that combines into our personhood. So when we're looking to express ourselves and connecting in how we express ourselves, we're connecting to this very, very personal and very, very important part of our lives that not only helps us understand ourselves, but helps us to really define who we are, but more importantly, who we want to be, who we want to grow into. So when we're expressing ourselves, others understand us better through our medium of conversation. But sometimes for a fuller expression of who we are, we need to get beyond words. And that's why things like letters, writing letters or maybe poetry or poems is important. That's why maybe creating something, maybe through woodwork, maybe making a gift for someone through woodwork, is a very personal expression, because it's part of who we are, part of our creative spirit. Maybe something, even just doing a kind activity for someone, maybe cooking a favorite meal or doing a chore that someone doesn't want to do themselves. And it's just it's an expression of ourselves. And it's really, when done in a creative way, brings a part of us about that was maybe a little dormant. And also when we express ourselves, it helps define and build a connect with community, like I had mentioned. And, you know, it's not just, hey, you know, guys, this is who I am, but hey, guys, this is who I am and who I want to be with you. And this is who I am and who I want to be with you in a way that is meaningful to me and also meaningful to you. And how can I be that person in a way that is beneficial to both of us and strengthens our bond, strengthens our relationship, and allows us to grow in who we are as individuals and be able to be free to be able to express ourselves and to not feel like we're being judged or we're being looked down upon, but we're free to grow into a more complete version of ourselves. And when we look at understanding ourselves, when we're expressing ourselves, we really want to get to a place where we can be honest with ourselves. We want to get to a place where we can look at our strengths and we can look at our faults. And we want to do that not to beat ourselves up or to be discouraged, but we want to do that so that we can grow in all areas of our lives. We don't want to focus just on making our strengths stronger, but those areas of our lives that maybe are our weaknesses that really prevent us from fully growing as individuals and growing into who we want to be, we can work on. So I'd like to take this time to encourage my listeners to think about how you can do life in a more creative way and do what you need to do and get the things done, but be a little bit off the beaten path for yourself. Take risks, try something different, do the same thing you've always done, maybe a different way, try something new, go to a different place, take on a new experience, maybe read a book, maybe look at something that you've never looked at before, and shake up the cobwebs in your mind that can really prevent you from growing outside yourself. That really is what life is about in retirement. We want to grow outside ourselves. We want to explore into a world outside of our mindset. And when we express ourselves, really what we do is we challenge those barriers that we put in our lives. We go outside the borders that maybe we didn't give ourselves permission to do. And that combination of finding others who find our passion and who can share that passion with us and we can grow together in that passion are wonderful. Those folks that we do community with, those people that we do life with, that will be interested in no matter what it is, because they're interested in us and they want to do life with us, helps us grow in a relationship with others. And expressing ourselves also helps us know who we are better, so that we can look at those areas that we want to grow in so that we can become a better version of us. Thank you for listening to the Delaware Retiree Connection. This is your host, Len, the Delaware Retiree Advisor. We'll look forward to speaking to you again soon. Thanks for joining us.
Leonard P. Haydachuk is an investment advisor representative of SGL Financial LLC and offers insurance services through this SEC-registered firm. He also offers insurance products and services in Delaware as an individual licensed and appointed insurance agent through Dedicated Financial Services.